Today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Amir Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Amir Aleph, and we are at the two dots. So the Gemara brings a brisa where you have a machlokas about a broken oven, an old broken oven, and whether it's and the Gemara discusses whether the halachos of such shivrei kelim. So Tan Rabban shivrei tanur yashan, the broken pieces of an old oven, meaning an old oven means an oven that's been used before. Harein kol kelim until. In the chatzar, it's like any other kelim that you're allowed to move around in the chatzar. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Amar Ein Nitalin. Rav Yehuda says no, it's also to do tiltul on them. Hey, Rav Yosef Mishum Elazar Ben Yaakov Al Shavit Tanur Yashan Shein Nitalin B'Shabbos Val Kisui Yashen Atzarich Beis Yad. So Rav Elazar Ben Yaakov said that broken pieces of an old oven, you're allowed to be metaltal on Shabbos like Rav Meir, but the cover of an oven that he was also made does not require a handle in order to be matir the tiltul, meaning even if it doesn't have a handle, it's still going to be mutter to be metaltil. So the Michael Mifugi, what is this machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda about? Rabbi Bosin mein malach ve'inosin mein malach ve'inosin mein malach pun kamifugi. They argue about broken pieces that can still be used for some sort of malacha, but not for the malacha that it was previously used for. An oven was previously used for baking. Va'az Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, Rav Meir l'tamei, and this is both Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir l'shitaso, that which Rav Yehuda says is l'shitaso, that the Mishnah said that a broken kli is not mutzer b'tiltul unless it does similar to what it used to do, and Rav Meir holds that no, it only has to have some sort of function, but it doesn't have to still do what it used to do. So Rava now asks on Abaye, maskefla Rava ihachi, if that's the machlokas, that it's the same machlokas that you have by all shibrei kelim, so as the mitzvah b'shibrei tanya, the mitzvah b'shibrei. Why do they only argue about a broken piece of an oven? Let them argue about any sort of shibrei kelim. No, the whole machlokas is about the broken pieces of an oven. That's in such a way that they argue about the tumah from the following mishnah. They argue about the machlokas. Their machlokas over here is about an oven specifically, and it relates to the machlokas that we have in the following mishnah. Ditznan, there is a mishnah maseches kelim. Nesanu al pi abor or al pi adus. If you put it into an oven on the by the mouth of a pit or something, some hole that's dug into the ground, the nasan sham evan, and you put between the walls of the tanur and the walls of the bar a rock, and you press it into place in order that the tanur should stay in the airspace above the ground of the bar and it won't fall into the bar, so you sort of wedge the tanur in to the mouth of the bar. So there's machlokas tanoim whether such a tanur is makabel tumu or not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im masik milamata v'hu nisok milamala tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says if the tanur could be put in such a way that when you light a fire in the bar on the bottom, the heat is going to go up and it's going to light up the oven and you don't have to meaning there's not much airspace that's in between them, so then it's tummy, it's makabel tumah v'im lav. But if the tanur cannot be heated by a hesek in the bar, by a fire in the bar, and you would have to light the tanur from inside the tanur like most ovens, then it's not makabel tumah and tahor, it's going to be tahor. The chum omrim hol v'hu sak mikol makom tamei, and the chum say, well, if it's usable at all, then it's going to be tamei. I don't care how you heat it up. So b'maikom mifli, what are they arguing about? B'haikra, they're arguing about hadashin. The following pasuk says, tanur v'kirayim yutatz tameim heim utameim yilachem. So a tanur and kirayim that became tamei should be shattered. So this machlokas hadashinus. Rav Yehuda Sofer mechusar netitza tamei, from the lashon yutatz, it's a lashon that relates to destroying something that was mechuber lekarka. So we learn that dafka a tanur that has some sort of attachment to the ground or is going to be mechubel karka and it's shaykh to shatter it. Tamei, it's roi lekabel tamei. When the tanur is lit al yidei hesek habor, then it's similar to that which is mechuber. But a tanur that has no chibel karka and it's not even karov to being mechubel karka, shein mechusar netitza, where it's not missing netitza, meaning you can't use a lashon of netitza even on such a tanur, because anything it's not karv l'karka, there's no greater nitus more than that itself, and therefore you cannot fulfill tan v'kirayim yutatz, and therefore tahar, it's automatically going to be tahar. Rabbanan Tzavi and Lacham hold that since it says a double expression, tmeim yihiyu lachem, after it already said tmeim heim, so we learn that mikol makom, that the tanner and kirayim are going to be tamei no matter what, and even the tanner that's not totally mesukan and has no chibur l'karka, even if it's rachok min hakarka, it's still going to be tamei. Rabbanan nami haksiv yutatz. What does Rabbanan do with the word yutatz? Hahu lidach kisa. They darshan it for the other in the other way to tell me a chumra that even a tanner that's mechubur l'karka is mekabel tuma, and the pasuk has to tell me that because the falkadai dechamim kivin dechabri varikul gubdar adami kamash malan. I would have thought that once it's mechubur l'karka, it becomes like the karka itself. So kamash malan that it's not. V'idach nami and Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees with chumim and holds that dafka a tanner that's mechubur l'karka and is shayich netita is mekabel tuma haksiv tamei miulachem. What did they do? What does he do with the pasuk of tamei miulachem? Hayhi kid Rabbi Yehuda Marshmol dam Rabbi Yehuda Marshmol machlokas that hesek rishon that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says that machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chanan is the first time you light up the oven by the bar. That's where Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tanner that's lit up when it's not mechubur l'karka does not become a kli to be mekabel tuma. Aval behesek sheni. But if you already lit it up when it was mechubur l'karka and it became a kli over there, and then you took it from there and you put it by the bar to light it up and it became tameh, so then afilu tali b'tavar gamel, even if it's not samach at all to the ground, it's hanging on a camel's neck and camels are really tall, it doesn't lose its status of being mekabel tuma until you break it, and that's why it says tamei miulachem with a double expression to be marbe that it's tamei even in such a case. So the Gemara adds amar ula hesek rishon the rabbanan afilu tali b'tavar gamel, that even the first time it the tanner gets heated up, according to the rabbanan who learned from the riboy of the pasuk that you don't need that the heat of the tanner will be well maintained through chibur l'karka in order for it to be mekabel tuma, you don't need to put the tanner by the mouth of the bar specifically, even if it's hanging by the neck of a camel. So based on this, Rav explains the machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda about tiltul shivrei tanner on Shabbos, that we're talking about such a tanner that's not mechubur l'karka, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not considered a kli that's mekabel tuma, and it's also not considered a kli that you're allowed to be metalsal on Shabbos, and therefore the broken pieces are also to be metalsal on Shabbos. Whereas according to the chachamim who disagree with him, and which means like Rabbi Meir, that such a tanner is considered to be a kli that's mekabel tuma, and it's also therefore a kli that you're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos, and therefore the broken pieces you're also allowed to be metaltel. So asks Ravashi on Rav Maska for Ravashi Ihachi, if the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is about tiltel of broken pieces of an old tanner, and is about such a tanner that was lit by the opening of a bar, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not considered a kli. Instead of talking about a case of broken pieces of a tanur, this same machloka should apply about the tanur itself. Has the tanur gufa that Rav Yehuda lo havei mana shvarav mibayi? Rav Yehuda holds even the full tanur is not a kli. So of course the broken pieces aren't a kli. Elam Ravashi lolim kadamar neikara baos samay satafka. Really, the machloka is the way he explained it originally, that they argue about broken pieces of a regular oven that's mechubur l'karka, that's rotli, to do some malacha, but not its original malacha, and whether that's mutzah betiltul or not. And we're talking about that the broken pieces are ratui to use as like tiles that you can that can be preheated and you can bake something on. So that's me'in malacha rishona of afia, but it's not mamish the malacha rishona. So it's a little bit in between. It's similar to what it was originally intended to do, but it's not exactly. Rameir says that in such a case, Rameir's Dafka speaking in such a case, and that's why he picked the case of Tanur, even though he holds that broken pieces that are only rightly for another malacha, for an entirely different malacha, amrut mutar betiltul. Rav Meir doesn't have to be talking about a Tanur, but l'drav Rav Yehuda ka'amar. Rav Meir was picked the case to talk about a Tanur to say an argument l'shitascha Rav Yehuda lidhidi afilu ba'osin me'in malacha. Rav Meir would say, I hold that even if it doesn't do anything similar to what what it used to do. It's still a kli and mutzav b'tiltul. But at least admit to me that a broken piece of a tanner, which still has something to do with baking, could still be used to prepare food. So at least admit to me that that should still be a kli. No, the way a broken piece of a tanner prepares food and the way a tanner prepares food are totally different. By one of them, the fire is on the inside, the other one, the fire is on the outside. One of them is standing up and the other one is lying down. So it's not even considered. Me'in melacha rishona. Then the Braisa said, hey, Rav Yosef Mishum Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, al shivri tanner yashon shenitalon b'shabbos, that you're allowed to be metaltel broken pieces of an old oven, val tisu yoshein etarach beis yad, and that the cover doesn't need a handle for it to be considered a kli. Whose sheet are we following when we are metaltal nowadays, the coverings of the ovens of Masa Mechasya, that they don't have a handle? We're assuming like the sheet of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay, now a new mission at the very bottom of the page on Kuf Chafei Amud Aleph. The mission discusses if you have a rock or a vine that are motzav b'tiltul, and also being motzav al ol arai. Ha'evin shebekairuya, if you have a stone that you place on Erev Shabbos, a dry gourd, and it's hollow, where you draw water from it, so in mimalimba, if the rock is tied onto that gourd in a way that you fill that gourd with water, and the rock will not fall out, so mimalimba, you're allowed to draw water on Shabbos in such a gourd, and the stone that's in it does not have a din of muktzah machmas gufo, because it's considered a part of the kli. And if the stone is not tied on very well to that gourd, and when you fill water with it, it's going to fall out, then aim the malibah, you're not allowed to fill that gourd on Shabbos with water, because the rock that's in it is not considered a part of the kli. It's like any other rock that's muktza, and therefore it's going to make the dela'as asr as well, because it becomes a basis, l'davar asr. And zimora, if you have a vine, shikshur b'tafiach, that's tied onto a kli that you draw water with from a mayan, mimalimba b'Shabbos, you're allowed to fill that kli on Shabbos, and the vine doesn't make it mukta. Pekaka chalon, if you have a window shutter, if it's tied on and hanging from the windowsill, pokikinbo, then you're allowed to close that window shutter on Shabbos. V'imlav, but if it's not attached and hanging, ain po, it's just dragging on the ground, it's not hanging off the windowsill, ain pokikinbo, then you're not allowed to close it. Chomrom, bein kach, pokikinbo. The Chum say, either way, you are allowed to close such a windowsill. Okay, that is Kuf Chafei Amud Aleph, and Bez Hashem, we will pick up right after the mission with the beginning of the Gemara and Daf Kuf Chafei Amud Beis next time.